But right now, we got to do a little something that we call Riled Up. It's been a riled up kind of day here on the Midday Show. I'm sure Mikey Miss's show is going to be steam coming out of his ears today as well. So hit the Riled Up line at 610-771-9751.
By the way, Doug said today that they are not bringing back John DeFilippo.
At this point.
Nope.
So we'll see. Maybe that point's tomorrow, though. Stay tuned.
I don't think so.
Probably after the year, if indeed that is even an option. Let's see what came in on the Riled Up line last night and today.
Have we lost our mind as a fan base? First, the guy says Wentz should be traded. Then a guy who sounds like he's 112 years old says he doesn't want a $300 million all-star because he writes the checks. Are you kidding me?
Well, I hope he's got a big bank account. I'm glad he's not writing the checks, that guy that called in that doesn't want Machado or Harper. It's a good thing that John Middleton's in charge of the checkbook.
That was of all the calls, that was the one that was kind of flabbergasted.
Chaotic. It's been insane today.
I was flabbergasted by that call.
What's next?
All right. I disagree with Ant and Jason a lot. But, man, some of you listeners are ignorant. Nobody's saying that they have a man crush on Carson and Nick Foles sucks. What they're saying is they're sick and tired of you guys calling in and bitching about Carson Wentz and saying start Nick Foles and all this other stupid.
Bless you. Bless you, my friend.
Pretty good summation. I don't have anything else to add. You got anything else to add?
Beer on me.
What's next?
You guys know more about sports and have forgot more about sports than most of these callers know in their whole entire lives. Bring the heat, bring the flames, bring it to these knuckleheads that get on the air and think they know more than you guys. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the false crap. And I'm sick of the dumb shit about Wentz.
I agree.
I love you, brother.
Yeah. Look at this. People coming to the rescue.
We need it.
Of sanity. Bringing some.
You need the support of the people behind us.
Proper perspective.
You know, it's like gangs in New York. We need our guys. Swinging the chains.
What's next?
Carson Stafford is his new name until he proves otherwise. A lot of fluff. Maybe win a few games. Said he's a franchise quarterback. But I don't know if he's ever going to get it done.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Carson Stafford. He's now Matthew Stafford.
This one question. You make that call after what? The year he's coming off the knee injury when he had the MVP type season last year? Like, I don't know. You might be right when it's all said and done, but why are you in a hurry to make it like that?
People have to take joy in it. It's very bizarre. Like, that guy's probably an Eagle fan.
Yeah, but why would you want that? Mm-hmm. Why would you want him to be Matthew Stafford? So why wouldn't you at least wait a couple years before you wish that upon him?
Patience is lost from society now, hasn't it? In almost every regard. I want it, and I want it now. That's the generation now. It's the I want it, and I want it on demand. I want Super Bowls on demand. I want to return to the form he was last year, even after ACL surgery, on demand. An on-demand world, Ant. And I'm still using, like, a VHS. What's next?
Guys, Jace, I think they're just shelving Carson for the season. I think they want to improve the value of Nick Foles. He plays pretty good, plays lights out. Good piece of trade bait.
Is this moron number one?
He's opting out of his deal. He's going to free agency. They're not trading him.
But I think he's right, though. It does feel like they want to shelf him.
Yeah.
Obviously not for a trade, but it feels like they want to shelf him.
What if they go in there and they do beat the Rams?
Hey, God bless.
And the Vikings lose.
I'm not. I was wrong earlier to wish negativity upon Foles. God bless. That's my new stance.
What's next?
Can we please stop with the .04 chance of making the playoffs? There's a .0 something chance that with a running start, I could leap over my house. It's not going to happen.
I agree.
That's my blood alcohol level.
Well, that was the case before the Vikings lost. But now after the Vikings lost, I don't know what the statistical number is. Maybe somebody can tweet it into us of the Eagles' chances to make the playoffs. But they improved when Minnesota lost. They're in this wild card picture now. But the competition they face is pretty tough. Rams, Texans, not easy. Washington, I mean, that Washington game might be Sudfeld versus Sanchez. I meant to take a powder on watching that disgrace of a football game. What's next?
Wentz, I'm off the wagon. You can't fumble the ball beforehand. We got to get some points. Your cost is 10 points. Mickey, B.D. Foles would have got the job done. You take what the defense gives you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
B.D.
All right. If you want Foles, you can have him. All right. What's next?
Gentlemen, you know what's got me riled up? All you whining-ass Eagles fans. I remember a game in Green Bay where Dez Bryant caught a ball where the whole world knows he caught that football, yet it was called incomplete. How's it feel?
It's not even angry close Al. To the same thing, Angry Al. Come on, that was a rule issue with the NFL. They had to change the rule because of it. When it was obvious the Eagles recovered that fumble on the opening kickoff. Don't even try and compare the two. I like you, Al. You're a good guy, but that's an idiotic call to the riled up line. Matter of fact, we shouldn't play his calls for the next three. He's got a 3-game suspension, Andrew, for that stupidity regarding the catch thing with Dez Bryant. What's next?
You know what? It was a tough year, but I give the Eagles props. They played hard last night. Tough break for Rasul Douglas, but you know what? Ride or die, baby. Super Bowl champs. It was a great year. You know, we'll be back next year. Wentz will be back. Let's go. Let's get next year.
Oh, man. He's numbed the pain, and he's on the other side of...
Look, he's evolved. He's an evolved man.
Yeah, I'm not ready to live on last year anymore. I can't do it. Maybe in the offseason, you can go into that mode. You look back at everything in the grand scope and say, okay, we were maybe a cursed football team this year. And you can have that kind of perspective, but I'm not living in that perspective right now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.